Now, back to Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk. It's almost better than a second cup of coffee.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. Thank you so much to Steve Novotny giving me a heads up here regarding this, what I had feared, and that is on the last day here is a great way for the Marxists who are controlling the White House to just dump all over the inaugural, dump all over everything, and the issuing of preemptive pardons, which is unconstitutional. Preemptive is actually not in the Constitution. It's for known offenses. And here's part of the story here. Joe Biden preemptively pardons General Mark Milley. You know who this guy is? This is the man who created, I don't know if the word is treason or not. I'm not a lawyer. I am not offering any sort of a legal opinion. I'm a high school graduate who talks into a microphone. But Milley is this guy, this general, in Trump's first administration. Trump was, you know, inherited him. He didn't know any better. He was a general, so he figured, oh, he's a loyal guy and all that. No. This guy, Milley, was working with the communist Chinese government. And behind President Trump's back, he went to the Chinese government and said, look, if Trump orders any type of a strike, I'm going to give you a heads up. And this guy Milley actually admitted to this. Now, he has not been charged with any crime, let alone convicted. And yet Joe Biden is giving a so-called preemptive pardon, which is unconstitutional. There's no word preemptive in the Constitution. To this guy, Milley, who sabotaged the president of the United States. Guess who else gets a preemptive pardon? This evil little weasel, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who lied about everything from day one, everything connected with the plandemic. He's the poster boy for the plandemic. And he got a preemptive pardon from Joe Biden. And again, preemptive is not in the Constitution. And again, the question is, a pardon for what? What crimes did he commit? Was he charged with any crimes, let alone convicted of any crimes? No. How can you pardon somebody who hasn't even been charged with a crime? Stop, think about this. How do you get a pardon for something you haven't done? Do you see how the deep state takes care of itself? A preemptive pardon. I have got to believe that the incoming Attorney General, Pam Bondi, excuse me, I'm just coughing. Hold on. We'll be challenging this at the Supreme Court. The Constitution is very clear about this. Pardons for known offenses. General Milley hasn't even been charged with treason. Dr. Anthony Fauci hasn't even been charged with fraud or anything else. Preemptive pardons also for members of Congress and the staff who served on the January 6th Select Committee. All those people who abused their authority to round up innocent Americans, innocent patriots, a kangaroo court, show trials, and throw them in the federal gulag. They all get preemptive pardons from Joe Biden and his fellow Democrats. And my question again is, well, they haven't even been charged with anything. So how can they be pardoned if they haven't done anything? All the people, think of the hundreds of people who were involved with this entire evil thing. Why would they need preemptive pardons? Gee, I wonder why. Because they haven't been charged with anything. And there's more. The U.S. Capitol and D.C. Metropolitan Police officers who testified before that committee. Now, why would the Capitol Police and the U.S., D.C. Metropolitan Police, the Washington, D.C. Police and the Capitol Police, why would they need preemptive pardons? All they did was testify under oath. They haven't been charged with anything, let alone convicted, so what are they being pardoned for? There's nothing to pardon. It makes no sense. When I told you that the fix was in right from the beginning with this whole January 6th thing, I never wavered. I said this is all a monstrous lie. This is not an insurrection. It's a Fed-surrection. Here it is. Joe Biden inadvertently, essentially confirming everything that Dmitry had been telling you for years, that it's a Fed-surrection. That's all this was. And now they all get a get-out-of-jail-free card. Except that's not how the criminal justice system works in this country. That's not how the Constitution works in this country. Because if it is, then what's stopping Joe Biden from issuing a preemptive pardon to every illegal in this country? They haven't been charged with anything. We know they're here illegally, but they haven't been charged. There's a presumption of innocence even for them. This preemptive pardon cannot possibly be allowed to stand, because if it does stand, if the Supreme Court in its some insane decision says, oh yeah, you can do preemptive pardons, then the rule of law is gone. It's all gone. A president can pardon all of his friends, no matter what they might have done, even though they're not charged with anything. There's no end to this. So what did Anthony Fauci do, Mr. President, since he hasn't even been charged with anything? Pardon for what? Regarding the plandemic. The January 6th committee, Liz Cheney and Kitzinger and all of these other monsters who were all part of this thing. And the staffs and the police officers, the Capitol Police and the Washington, D.C. police, all the people who testified regarding this kangaroo court and these show trials, putting patriots in the federal gulag, treating them worse than prisoners in the Soviet Union. And they all get a get-out-of-jail-free card? They never were in jail. They were never charged with anything. I told people on my show that I was correcting a lot of folks in the news media saying we have a two-tier justice system. And I said, no, we don't have a two-tier justice system. We have a one-tier. But it applies only to patriots. It applies only to law-abiding citizens. There is no second tier. They can get away with anything at any time. As you have seen here today, live, with the breaking news that Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, is issuing these so-called preemptive pardons, which is not constitutional, to all of these people. We don't have a two-tier justice system. There's only one tier. It applies to us, and it does not apply to anybody connected with the deep state.
The Supreme Court must overturn this. It has no choice or else there is no more law in this country. When any president can issue any preemptive pardon for anything and anyone at any time, that's worse than banana republic stuff. A lot of these talking heads today, now with these this breaking news regarding the pardons, are going to be talking about a two-tier justice system. When they start talking about that, just think to yourself, all right, Dimitri said that that's wrong. It's not a two-tier justice system. There's only one tier. It applies to us, and nothing applies to them. Nothing applies to them. All the police officers who testified under oath, the Capitol Police and the Washington, D.C. police who testified under oath, why would they need a pardon? A preemptive pardon? For what? Weren't they telling the truth? Golly, if they were telling the truth under oath, why would they need a pardon? Joe Biden is essentially pulling back the curtain, saying it was all a great big stupid lie, and I'm going to make sure that no one's going to be punished for this because they got preemptive pardons, even though preemptive is not in the Constitution. And I wonder how many more are coming. How many more pardons, preemptive pardons, are coming? What about for all the grifters in the Biden family? What about all the people who've done business with the grifting Biden family? Now, the one good thing with these preemptive pardons is that the Justice Department, the new Justice Department, the real Justice Department under Trump, can now interview every one of these people under oath. And they have to tell the truth. They can't plead the fifth because they got supposedly a preemptive pardon. So now you can find out every detail, because if they lie about any of this, now you got them for perjury. And you throw the book at them for that. And you find out which ones have been cooperating and secretly meeting with the justices, or excuse me, with the judges in the D.C. courts and the D.C. prosecutors and all the rotten business that they were doing behind the scenes. Now they have to actually admit this. They can't plead the fifth. And God help them if they commit perjury, if they lie while they're under oath, and they have to tell the truth. So we're going to find out a lot more. And I don't think that's going to stop the Trump administration from challenging a preemptive pardon. They have to challenge it. They have to. Or else there's no more rule of law in this country, that anybody can get away with anything at any time for any reason. That's not what the founding fathers meant at all. They made it very clear. Pardons for known offenses. Known offenses. This is the contempt that today's Democratic Party, which is run by the Marxists, has for you and the rule of law. Why would all those police officers need preemptive pardons when they testified under oath? Golly, I wonder what they're trying to really tell us about all of this. Why, it's almost as if it was all a great big fat lie. Just another way to go after your political enemies and throw innocent people in jail, thousands of innocent people, certainly hundreds, I think, into the thousands now. And they all get off scot-free? They all get away with it? Just because this senile old fool who doesn't even know what bills he's signing, don't take my word for it, just listen to what House Speaker Mike Johnson witnessed. All because this guy signed a piece of paper, or somebody signed a piece of paper on his behalf saying, okay, now you're pardoning all these people. Here's an ice cream cone. This is just the beginning of this story. Preemptive is not in the Constitution. Known offense is. Big difference here. G. Gee, why would Anthony Fauci need a preemptive pardon? You mean he did something wrong, Mr. President? You mean that lying little weasel actually was a lying little weasel? It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. More on this and also more stuff going on in Belmont County, including the incredible problems with trash collection. And tomorrow we're going to have Dwayne Pielik here. I think it's tomorrow. Hold on a second. Now I don't even remember. I think it's tomorrow. Hold on. Let me just check. Yeah, tomorrow. We're going to have Dwayne Pielik here, Ohio Valley Waste Systems, to talk about the problems that some companies are having regarding trash hauling in Belmont County. It's really quite an amazing story.